Yerushalmi, he printed in Bavli at Shkalim Daf Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tef Med Aleph at the Mishnah, and that's Halacha Gimel. Hamachanif Mois Vaoma Hawe Elu Lashikli, Veshame Oimim Moisam Nadova, Veshel Oimim Moisam Chulin. One who saved coins for his half shekel and discovered that he'd had more than he needs. Beishamai says that the surplus is an adava, and Beisilo say that it is chulin. Sha'avimehen shikli shavin sha'moisa chulin. If he specified that from these coins I will bring my half shekel, all agree that the surplus is chulin. Eil lechatasi shavin sha'moisa nadava. If he said these are for my chatas, all agree that the surplus is nadava. Sha'avimehen chatasi shavin sha'moisa chulin. If he said, from these coins I will bring my chatas offering, we'll agree that the surplus is chulin. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma ben shkalim lachatas? Rabbi Shimon asked, what is the difference between shkalim and chatas? Ela shel shkalim yesh lehem kitzva, or lachatas ein la kitzva. Shkalim have a set limit, whereas chatas does not. Rabbi Yehuda ime af lishkalim ein lahem kitzva. Rabbi Yehuda says, even shkalim have no limit. Shekeshe ol yisal min agoyla, ayu shiklin darkoyles. As when Yisrael returned from the exile in Bavel, they would use Dalkoines as the shekel. Chazu lishkol slayim, chazu lishkol tivayim. They subsequently went back to slayim and then to tivin. Bikshu lishkol dinarim v'lo kiblu mehem. They then wished to give dinarim, which are half tivin, but less than the value of the half shekel, but they did not accept this reduced value. Hamar b'Shimon af apikein yad kulam shaveh. Avachatas, there may be basela, there may be rishtayim, there may be b'shalosh. Rabbi Shimon says, but even during those times, everyone gave the same amount as each other, unlike a chatas, which varies from person to person. And the Gemara says, hamakaneis v'chule. Rabbi Yosi b'shem v'loza, ma pligin b'machaneis putois, putot. Aval ba'oime el reshikli, kol ama moidi sha'moison nadova. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that one who saves coins, etc., they disagree over a collection of putois. But if he took a sum of money and designated it, all agree that the surplus is nadava. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Bevai, b'shem Rabbi Elazar, ma'pligin mechanef putot, aval ba'oime eil l'shikli kol amamoidei sha'moisan chulin. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Bevai, quoting Rabbi Elazar, say that they disagree over a collection of putois, but if he took a sum of money and designated it, all agree that the surplus is chulin. Am Rav Chia masnisa mesaya le Rav Bevai. Rav Chia said, our Mishnah supports Rav Bevai. Detanan am Rav Shimon ma ben shkolim lachatas ele sha shkolim yesh lehem kitzva lachatas ein la kitzva. And he quotes from a Mishnah. Rav Shimon says, what's the difference between shkalim and chatas? Shkalim have a set limit, whereas chatas does not. So the Gemara asks about our Mishnah, Marlon Kaiman, Im ba'ime sha'avil mehen shikli, kol amamoidi, she'amoisa amchulin. Im ba'ime sha'avil mehen chatasi, kol amamoidi, she'amoisa chulin. The Gemara asks, what's the case if he had specified that from those coins he will bring his half shekel? All agree that the surplus is chulin, and if he had said that from these I will bring my chatas, all agree that the surplus is chulin. Ela kein alan kaimen ba'ime elu shleshikli shkalim alidei shekatsasam in ha'teira moisa on chulin chatas alidei she'ein kesasam in ha'teira moisa nadava. Rather, he said, these are for my shekel. Since their limit is set by the Torah, the surplus is chulin. For a chatas, whose limit is not set by the Torah, its surplus is a nadava. Ma'avid la Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Elazar. How does Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Elazar, explain this Mishnah? Patala v'kales putrut v'kubeis hillel. The answer is, it is like the first case of the Mishnah when he collected putois, and it follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. V'hataninan moisa shkolim chulin. Ask the Gemara, did the Mishnah not say that the surplus of shkolim is chulin, which implies in all cases? Patala b'mechaneis putrut u'kabeis hillel. The answer again, it's like the first case of the Mishnah when he collected putois and follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. המפורש שקלוי מסורש שהוא חייב ונמצא שאינו חייב להיקידש. If one separated his half shekel, assuming that he was obligated, and then he found that he was exempt, the money is not consecrated. המפורש שניים מסורש שהוא חייב, שניים ונמצא שאינו חייב, אלא אחד, או יצא השני מעט אבילי. The Gemara asks, if one separated two half shekels, assuming that he was obligated in two, and he then found that he was only obligated in one, what is the law of the second one? נשמעים מן הדור, הפריש חטוסי בסובר שהוא חייב, ונמצא שאינו חייב, לקדשה. And we answer from a baisa that if a person separated his chatas, thinking that he was obligated, and he discovered that he was not obligated, it is not consecrated. הפריש שתיים בסובר שהוא חייב, שתיים, ונמצא שאינו חייב אלא אחס, עושה שנייה מעט עבד לה. If he separated two, thinking that he was obligated in both, and he discovered he was only obligated in to bring one, what do you do with the second one? Ella, roya achanami elu leledova bacha heich oime at elu. The Gemara says it is left to pasture until it receives a blemish and is then sold and the money used to bring a voluntary oile offering. And if so, how could you say that these are for nedova when Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Beirai disagree over it? And the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda oime huli. Darkoinais dinoim chazu lishkol salayim kashmuran chazu lishkol tibayim palgi salayim bikshu lishkol dinoim kautin v'lekiblu aleihen min ador v'vedenu aleinu mitzvith laseith lishis ha-shekel b'shana la'vedeth beis alekeinu. Rabbi Yehuda says, Darkoins, these are dinars which are the regular currency. They later gave tiva, which are half sellers. They wanted to give dinars, which are quarter sellers, but the treasurers did not accept them because of the pasuk in Nehemiah, in Perek Yud, pasuk Lamed Gimel, and we placed upon ourselves the commands to give a third of a shekel each year to the service of the house of Hashem. Rechilki b'shem rabacha, mikan jesach adam v'shalei shekloi shleisha parmim b'shana. Rechilki, quoting rabacha, said, from here we learn that a person must give his half shekel three times a year. He expounds the word shlishis to mean that three times a year he gives a third of his full payment. Mikan she'im matrichim al tzibur yoseh migel pamim b'ashana. From here we learn that one does not trouble the public more than three times per year. Amri avin mikan legimol saim mikan legimol kupois mikan legimol efreshes. Rabbi Avin said, from here we learn that there should be three sar size boxes for used for the withdrawal. From here we learn that they used three boxes for the withdrawal, and from here we learn that they withdrew it three times a year. Ksiv ze yitnu kol ha'ivei ala v'kudim, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rav Nehemiah. The pasuk in Shmos Perek Lamed, pasuk Yugimel, says that this they shall give whoever passes amongst the counted. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nehemiah disagree about that pasuk. Chad omar lefi shechatu b'machzav hayoyim yitnu machzav shekel. One held that since they sinned with the Egel Azav, the golden calf, at midday, they should give half a shekel. V'chona amal fishachatu b'sheish shayis v'yoyim yitnu machzav shekel da'avad shisa gamasin. The other held that since they sinned at 6 hours into the day, they should give a half shekel, which equals 6 gamasin. V'shua v'rev nechemya b'shem v'b yeruchanun ben zakai l'fisha ovu aser sa'dibreis y'neisen kol echad v'echad asor gira. Rishua, Rabbi Nehemiah, quoting Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said that since they transgressed the Ten Commandments, each person must give 10 gerah. Rabbi Brachia, Rabbi Levi, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, L'fisha Mochu, B'choyro shel Rochel, B'esem Kesev, Yekol Echad Ve'echad Paide, Ez B'noi B'choyro, B'esem Kesev. Rabbi Brachia, quoting Rabbi Levi, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, said that since they sold the firstborn of Rochel, meaning Yosef, for 20 silver coins, each person must redeem his firstborn son with 20 silver coins. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Levi, l'fisha mocha, l'choyro shel Rochel b'esem kesev, v'nafa l'chol echad v'echad mehem tiva, l'fichach yekol echad v'echad noisen shikloi tiva. Rabbi Pinchas, quoting Rabbi Levi, said that since they sold the firstborn of Rochel for 20 silver coins, which is a tiva for each of them, therefore each should give his shekel, which is equal to a tiva. And we move on now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Daled. Moitha Shkolim Chulin. The surplus of Shkolim are Chulin. Moitha Asirtha Ifa, Moitha Kine Zovim, Kine Zovith, Vikine Yoldith, Chatas Vashomith, Moithon Nadova. The surplus of the tenth of an Ifa, of pairs of birds of Zovin and Zovith, of pairs of birds of women who gave birth, of Chatoith, of Ashomith, are all Nadovith. That Klal Kolshu Baal Hashem Chatas, Mashem Ashma Moithon Nadova. The general rule is that anything that comes as a chatas or asham, their surplus is nedava. Moisa oila la oila, moisa mincha la mincha, moisa shlomim le shlomim. The surplus of an oila or of a mincha or of a shlomim are like themselves. Moisa pesach le shlomim. The surplus of a pesach offering is a shlomim. Moisa nazirim le nazirim, moisa nazir le nedava. The surplus of nazirim is used for other nazirim. The surplus of a specific nazir is a nedava. And the Gemara says, "Am Rav Yosi ad the Ana Taman Shamis Kol Rav Yehuda Shal the Shmuel Hifrish Shiklay Umes." The Gemara says that Rav Yosi asked, "While I was still in Bavel, I heard Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel, if a person separated his shekel and then died, what should be done with the money?" Amalei Yiplu Nedava, and Shmuel answered Rav Yehuda, it should fall to Nedava. Moisa Asiris Haifa Shaloi, the Gemara asked what should be done with the surplus of a Kohen Gadol's tenth of an Eifa. Rav Yochan Amar Yalicham Liyam HaMelech. Rav Yochan answered it should be thrown into the Dead Sea. Rav Lazar Amar Yiplu Nedava, and Rav Lazar said it should fall to Nedava. Masnisa Pliga Al Rav Yochanan Moisa Shkolim Chulin, Moisa Asir Saifa, Moisa Kine Zovim, Bekine Zovis, Moisa Kine Yoldis, Chata Chatois, Vashomis, Moisa Nadova, Ma'avadla Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks a question against Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. It says the surplus of Shkolim are Chulin, the surplus of the tenth of an Eifa, of pairs of birds of Zovin and Zovis, of pairs of birds of women who gave birth, of Chatois and Vashomis, are all Nadovis. How does Rabbi Yochanan explain this? Patala Moisa Asiris Ha'ifa Shal Mincha Schoite Shal Kol Yisrael. The answer is that the surplus of the tenth of an Eifa in the Mishnah refers to the Mincha Schoite of any Yisrael rather than the Kohen Gadol's tenth of an Eifa. The Mincha Schoite is brought by a person without means who transgresses one of the three specific sins, and therefore is not talking about the Kohen Gadol's tenth of an Eifa at all. Rabbi Yosi Omar Aldar Olol Abba Barbar De Inun Amrin Minaja Pesach Mishtane Leshem Shlomim Tamil Loima Ve Minatsoin Korbanoi Lezevach Shlomim Kolshu Minatsoin Bar Shlomim. Rabbi Yosi said that Abba Barbar asked me that they say in Bavel, what is the source that a Pesach offering changes to become a Shlomim offering? And it says the Pasuk says in Vayikra Per Gimel Pasuk Vav, if a sacrifice is from the flock, meaning small animals, for a shlomim offering, and therefore whatever is from the flock comes as the shlomim. Hesivan Hari Oila Minatsoin asks the Gemara on that, well, an Oila offering is also brought from the flock. Dabashena Bar Ela Minatsoin Yatsa Oila Shi Bar Afilu Minabakal. And the Gemara answers, no, the Pasuk means something that is brought only from the small animals, and this excludes an oila that may even be bought from cattle. Hey Sivun, how are you asham? The Gemara asks, what about an asham, which is a guilt offering? Amma Rabbi Brunish Seba Kahana, Minatsain, Dabashu Ba Mikol Hatsain, Yatsa Asham Shaina Ba Ela Mina Elim Bovad. Rabbi Brun Ba Kahana answered that the pasuk is referring to something bought from all small animals, which excludes an asham that is bought only from sheep. B'chol asar at amar min lema'it, v'acha at amar min l'rabbis. In every place you said that the word from excludes, and here you say that it includes. Amar b'imana, you say hacha nami min is lema'it, miyut she'nebar ben shtei shonim, miyut she'nebar nekeva, v'gabi asham nami min lema'it, hu she'nebar ele min ha'ilim b'lvad. Rav Mana answered that here also the word from, min, excludes, as it excludes bringing from an animal in its second year, it excludes being brought, if female, and also regarding an ashram that excludes as it's only bought from a sheep. Hesivan, Laksiv, Vim Minasoin Kobanoi, Minaksavim, or Minaizim, Loila, Meata, Moisa Pesach, Baoila. The Gemara asks that, but the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud, and if his offering is from the flock, from the sheep, or from the goats, as an oiler. The Nalibs say that a surplus Pesach offering should be bought as an oiler. Amri Abun, Meshanem Dava Shu Lachila, the Dava Shu Lachila, the Meshanem Dava Shu Lachila, the Dava Sheinoi Lachila. Abun answered that we change an item that is for eating for another item that is for eating, and we do not change an item for eating for an item that's not for eating. Amrab Yosi Babun Meshanin Kodshim Kalim Lashem Kodshim Kalim Ve Meshanin Kodshim Kalim Lashem Kodshim Kadoshim. And Rabbi Yosi Babun gives a different answer. We change an item of Kodshim Kalim for Kodshim Kalim, but we don't change Kodshim Kalim for Kodshim Kodshim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Al Da Omar Rabbi Chanina Deinun Amrin En a Pesach Mishtame Lashem Shlomim Elem Kain Shachtoi Lashem Shlomim Vali Oime Afilu Shachtoi Lashem Oila. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Chanina asked me about the following. They say in Bavel that a surplus Pesach offering does not change to become a Shlomim unless he slaughtered it as a Shlomim. But I, means Rabbi Chanina, say that even if he slaughtered it as an Oila, it is bought as a Shlomim. Amar Rabbi La, Taima Rabbi Yochanan, Im Min Hatzoin Korbanoi Lezevach Shlomim, Kol Shu Zevach Ba Shlomim. Rabbi La said that Rabbi Yochanan's source for this ruling of Rabbi Chanina is the Pasuk that we quoted earlier in Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav of Vayikra. If a sacrifice is from the flock for a shlomim offering, anything that is a sacrifice is bought as a shlomim. Umishtane lemachsheves psul, asked the Gemara, is it changed with an invalid thought? Means if he had a thought at the time of slaughtering that would disqualify an oila, would it disqualify it as a shlomim? Hey Havida, shofta l'shem shlomim l'shem oila amanas l'zoik damei l'macha mikom mokayim pasulu. What's the case? If you slaughtered it as an oila with intent to throw its blood the following day, either way it's possible, as the psul of pigol applies to all korbanos. In tema mishtane lemachsheves psul, pigol, in tema ein mishtane lemachsheves psul, pigol. If you say that even if one has slaughtered the Pesach with intent that it's possible, but it nevertheless becomes a shlomim, that sacrifice is pigol. And if you say that it does not become a shlomim, it's anyway pigol. Lishmai u'shalai lishmai b'shai reis ha'shala. If someone slaughtered the Pesach offering for its sake and then immediately afterwards not for its sake, means he had in mind it should be bought as a shlomim, and it's during the rest of the year, then Rabun, we say as follows, Rabun b'achia b'shem shmur b'abba b'kirin she'ein loy shem na'asik ha'shachtoi lishmai u'shalai lishmai b'shtika v'hu kosher. Rabun Bachia, quoting Shmuel Ba'aba, said that since it has no designation of its own, as it's not Erev Pesach, it's as if he slaughtered it for its sake and not for its sake in silence, and it's valid. Amalei Imkein he afilu shachtoi lishmoi amalas lezoik domoi shaloi lishmoi ya'ase rasha rishoina v'shachtoi lishmoi u'shaloi lishmoi v'shtika v'yei kasha. The Gemara asks, if so, even if he slaughtered it for its sake, intending to throw its blood, not for its sake, it should be considered from the beginning as if he slaughtered it for its sake and not for its sake in silence, and it should be valid. Am Rabbi Abba Mori should say, Ma nema b'shtika kosher oi nema b'shtika pasul. Rabbi Abba Mori says, why should we say that it was done in silence and it is a valid shlomim? Perhaps it was done in silence and it's invalid.